Student Najang Arrow says 30 South Sudanese students have been occupying the South Sudan embassy since Thursday, demanding answers from the government of South Sudan as to why they were not told the real status of the scholarship. Arrow says the students are helpless after Egyptian universities throw them out, declaring their scholarships were not fully funded.
The students, they came here knowing that the scholarship was fully funded, and the parents are not going to pay anything. Now, so happened that they have been told that the scholarship is partial. That means you need to take care of your accommodation and all the other basic needs. So they occupied the embassy on Thursday, demanding them that the government of South Sudan to always speak the truth, that's number one, and not to lie. And number two, they are demanding the scholarship be fully funded. Number three, they are requesting the government of South Sudan so that they have free accommodation only.
Student Nakeng Arrow says the government in Juba is to be blamed for not responding to the dire situation amid the protest at the country's embassy in Cairo. Arrow says angry students attending a number of Egyptian universities came together to protest and say they will continue with their sit-in until their grievances are addressed.
So most of them came knowing that they are going to have a fully funded scholarships. But when they came here, nothing of such really exists. No hostel fees being cleared, no monthly stipends. So if you are from poor family background to afford to rent, then everything is going to be tough on you.
Arrow says students are in a difficult situation after the embassy downscaled their basic needs and locked them inside the embassy's grounds without permission to get food.
They have closed the embassy. They have increased even security in the roads. So to make sure that these students are punished, no any passing by any black man, either you are from where they thought that you are South Sudanese, you are going to have those students inside. They want to make sure that they have no access to anybody. So this is what they are really doing. Yesterday evening, some students went there to go and collect some foods to go and give to their colleagues, but they didn't make it.
Arrow says one student was detained by Egyptian authorities and the others do not know his whereabouts. South Sudan Minister of Higher Education, Gabriel Changson Chang, confirms he is aware of the student protests in Egypt, but declined to comment much beyond that.
The issue is being handled by higher authorities, especially by National Security and the Office of Foreign Affairs. So I don't want to give any statement. The conclusion there I can talk, but not now.
Adut Ayik, a spokesperson at the office of the South Sudan Minister of Foreign Affairs, says she was not aware of the protest.
I'm not aware of that issue, but I don't think if that's happening, then the department hasn't made us aware of it yet. But what I will do after lunch, I'll speak with the minister and see what we know about that, and I can give you a statement after that.
Joseph Moom, the South Sudan ambassador to Cairo, did not respond to several calls and text messages for comment. This is not the first time that students studying under a scholarship program have occupied the South Sudan embassy in North African country, nor is it the first time for South Sudanese students studying abroad to voice grievances related to their schooling. In February, South Sudanese students on government scholarship at Zuz University in Egypt occupied the embassy in Cairo for 4 days, demanding the government clear their credit hour arrears. Over the years, students studying in countries like Ethiopia and Zimbabwe have reported a number of academic challenges, with some being barred from graduation due to outstanding tuition fees. In May 2020, 7 South Sudanese students nursed wounds after they were reportedly assaulted by Ethiopian police while demanding their coronavirus incentives at the South Sudan embassy in Addis Ababa. In 2017 and again in 2020, students on government scholarship in Zimbabwe camped at South Sudan Embassy in Harare over unpaid tuition fees. For VOA News, I am Dengai Deng. in Bor.